אתם עם SBS בעברית. לעוד סיפורים מעניינים, כנסו ל-sbs.com.au.
Talking about peace, I actually would like to mention the anniversary of the Yom Kippur War, 1973, 47 years ago. Today is the 4th of October. The 4th Arab-Israeli War began on October 6th, 1973, which was the Jewish holy day of Yom Kippur. On 6th of October, the Jewish holy day, that's why we call it Yom Kippur War, Israel was attacked by Egypt across the Suez Canal and by Syria on the Golan Heights. Simultaneous attacks from Syria and Egypt nearly pushed Israel out of the Golan Heights and the Sinai Peninsula. The Arab armies showed greater aggressiveness and fighting ability than in the previous wars, and Israeli forces suffered heavy casualties. The Israeli army, however, reversed early losses and pushed its way into Syrian territory and cycled the Egyptian Third Army by crossing the Suez Canal and establishing forces on its west bank. After 18 days of fighting, they had advanced within 32 kilometers of Damascus and only 5 kilometers of Cairo. Can you imagine? An Egypt and Israel signed a ceasefire agreement in November and disengagement agreement in 1974. Accords provided for Israeli withdrawal into the Sinai west and of the Mitla and the Gidi passes, while Egypt was to reduce the size of its forces on the east bank of the canal. A UN peacekeeping force was established between the two armies, and the agreement was supplemented by another signed on September 4, 75. And on May 31, 74, Israel and Syria signed a ceasefire agreement. It took a long time till they signed it. And they also covered separation of the forces by the UN. There was a UN buffer zone and also exchange of prisoners of war. The first significant peace accord between Israel and the Arab nations were negotiated in 1978 by Egyptian President Anwar Sadat and Israeli Prime Minister then Menachem Begin and the United States President Jimmy Carter at Camp David. And the accords called for the return of the Sinai Peninsula to Egypt and guaranteed the right of Israeli ships to pass through the Suez Canal. And Egypt also recognized Israel's right to exist. And after the peace treaty was signed in March 26, 79, the two countries established normal diplomatic relations. So the aftermath was after Yom Kippur was very, very important because Israel's victory came with the cost of heavy casualties, and the Israeli also criticized the government's lack of preparations and preparedness. And in April 74, the nation's prime minister Golda Meir stepped down. By the way, she died in 1978. And although Egypt had suffered military defeat at the hand of Israel, the initial Egyptian successes greatly enhanced Sadat's prestige in the Middle East and gave him an opportunity to seek peace. So they think that peace actually was the result of the Yom Kippur War. And for Syria, the Yom Kippur War was a disaster. And the unexpected Egyptian-Israeli ceasefire exposed Syria to military defeat, and Israel seized even more territory in the Golan Heights. And in 1979, Syria voted with other Arab states to expel Egypt from the Arab League. I mean, you know, the results. We've got now peace with Jordan, with Bahrain, and also the Arab Emirates, the United Arab Emirates. So this is 47 years later we are talking.
עקבו אחרינו והפיצו אותנו דרך דף הפייסבוק שלנו.